Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Thank God for tonight. We thank God for another blessing, and it's a joy, a real joy, a great joy to come your way once again. And once again, this is Pastor Ike, and I'm so excited about what will be happening tomorrow. Tomorrow being the 9th of August. Tomorrow, we are coming to church live and colored. All right, so I want you to prepare. 8 o'clock sharp. We started service 2 hours, 10. So wherever you are, I'm inviting you tomorrow to join me at the Sowutuom Cathedral and Anakazu Assemblies. All right. And as I keep telling you, this is a service that is tailored for young people. Young people and young people at heart. All right. And in this series or in this service, I've been preaching about wisdom is for young people. Wisdom is for young people. A lot of people have called us young people as fools. Even Bible has described us in Proverbs 22 verse 15, said that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, and it's only the rod of correction that can drive it far away. Also in Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son, Bible said a certain man had two sons, and the younger said to the father, "Give it is only a foolish boy who went and see the father to give him his portion of the inheritance." Okay? And by verse 15, he said that the boy took the thing into a far country and wasted his substance with riotous living. And then also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, he said, henceforth, I think we should read that scripture. It will help us. Ephesians 4, 14. You know where Ephesians is? Ephesians 4, verse 14 says that, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You can see that when it comes to foolishness, it's young people that are always deceived. But then, there's a good news for us in Proverbs chapter 30. But before then, I want us to pray. So I want you to share the link, all right? Before I start preaching, share the link to your friend. Tell your friend that it is time to listen to wisdom. Tell your friend that it is time, that wisdom is coming our way and you can't afford to miss it. Put the link on all your WhatsApp platforms. Put the link, share it on your Facebook wall. Share it everywhere and let people get to know that, Chale, we are in to listen to wisdom as young people. Lift up your hand wherever you are and let's pray. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made. Beauty that make this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. To worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God, altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. never know how much it cost me. I never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the. I never knew to see my sins upon the cross. Father, in the name of Jesus, we never know how much it cost you to see our sins on the cross. Tonight, Lord, we are in your presence. We pray, oh God, that as young as we are, as feeble as we are, as very, very naughty as we are, you show us love and show us care. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Bible says, while we were yet sinners, you died for us. We thank you for giving us a life that surpasses every life. We thank you for your spirit that you have put in us. Holy Spirit, may you come in to teach us that we don't need any man to teach us anything again. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I said amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. So, I believe that you have shared the link. All right, I want to see more of your comment in the comment box. I want you to invite your guys, your niggas, all to tune in to listen to this wisdom nugget. All right. I believe that what can actually make your life better is wisdom. Do you understand? You can see that wisdom is the best of all. There is nothing that can replace wisdom. Do you understand? Wisdom is the best. Bible says in Proverbs, is it Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 7? I hope it's correct. Because I can also quote a wrong verse. So, Proverbs chapter 5 verse 7. Is it what I'm looking for? Oh, am I sure? It's not Proverbs chapter 5 verse 7. Right, but I'll look for it. Proverbs chapter something verse something. Proverbs chapter 4. Sorry. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Yeah, he said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. When we say something is the principal, it means that is the main thing. Yeah, that is the main thing. If you go to school, you have a headmaster. Another name for your headmaster is the principal. All right, and he is the main person. The gate man is not the main person. No, 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 no. The canteen madam, she is not the main person. Your social studies teacher is not the main person. The main person is the headmaster. Right now, Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Okay, if you are looking for wisdom, okay, that is what to make your life better. I think my American accent is coming. I feel like preaching in America. All right, wisdom will make your life better. And I believe that if you have wisdom, you have everything. And it says that, therefore, get wisdom. Therefore, get what? Wisdom. Get wisdom. It's not saying get patience or get beauty or get what again? Get love. Because young people, you like love. If I were preaching on love right now, you see the love doctors. See love, love, love. Okay, but one of these days I'll be preaching on love. Yeah, I'll be preaching about the deceptions on love. Deceptions on love. Because most of you are deceived. When somebody say you look like Popo, they say, oh, I'm falling in love. You look like Popo. You know you don't look like Popo. The pimples on your face alone is bigger than watermelon. How can you look like Popo? Okay. So, wisdom is the principal thing. Say that, and with all thy getting, If there is something you are struggling to get, it should be understanding. It should be wisdom. So I brought myself here tonight to teach you about wisdom. Okay. Yeah. And you see, we know that it's old people. When we talk about wisdom, then you are thinking about somebody with a gray hair. Okay, some old man sitting somewhere whose hair is gray. It's like, oh, he knows wisdom, he's wise and all that. But when it comes to young people, then foolishness come up. But I see you becoming wise in Jesus' name. I said, I see you becoming wise in Jesus' name. Where are the people who are in the studio with me? They should come and sit here and encourage the preaching while they are eating rice and beans. Come and pass here and sit here and carry the preaching. Why do you think I brought people here? Ah. Why? You want to go home? I should be here and be preaching to the camera. Okay, so you people that you are watching us, okay, you are the main people. These people, they are rice and beans, boys and girls. So let's go to our foundational scripture. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24. It said, there'll be four things. You will see four things in your life in Jesus' name. Somebody will give you 40 Ghana in Jesus' name. Somebody will give you 400 Ghana in Jesus' name. Believe God. There'll be four things which are little. Everybody say little. Yeah, American way to say little. It's a little. Say little. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. They are exceeding wise. You'll be referred to as somebody who is exceeding wise in Jesus' name. Yeah. It was said of Daniel, this Bradan. He said that Bradan was wise, and he was 10 times wiser than the friends. You will be 10 times wiser in Jesus' name. Yeah. You will never be called a fool again. Your parents will never call you a fool. Because one day, you will bring up a suggestion in the house. And since then, your mother will see that, no, my child is wise. Verse 25. The ants are a people, not strong. Ants are not strong. Anybody can kill an ant. Anybody can kill an ant. A 1 year child can kill an ant. Yes. But a 30-year-old man cannot kill an elephant. You can't easily kill an elephant. Have you killed an ant before? Sammy, have you killed an ant before? You've never killed an ant before. Hey, are you drunk? You've killed an ant before. Yeah. Have you killed a lion before? Have you seen real lion before? Wendy, have you killed an ant before? Have you seen elephant before? Real elephant, not book or TV elephant. Real elephant, you've touched it. This is, what is elephant in French? Eh? You people, how do you go to the school? Eh? It is called La Elephantos. La Elephantos. Elephant is La Elephantos. So, an elephant. Why? You are going to IBC. You don't know what is elephant in French. If you don't know and I've said it, why are you saying it's not correct? Or you know, yeah, I don't want to say. Hey, George, what is elephant in French? So, if you are going to IBC, you don't know what elephant in French. It will come into the BCU. It's called La Elephantos. Okay? La Elephantos. If you think I'm telling lies, then write the correct one in the box so that we can all see the thing. You are looking for it on the internet. Okay, so when you get it, let me know that I will teach them. These you people that you are watching that you are not serious. It's called La Elephantos. It's La is for female or male. Feminine is La, and Le is what? Masculine. So Ghana is Le Ghana. Le Ghana. So Ghana is feminine. Ghana is a woman. Hey. La Elephant. L apostrophe elephant. The same thing. So, you see, in French, if you have two vowels, then it will become L apostrophe. I thought that was a French teacher. I thought that, if the name starts with a vowel, then it must be L apostrophe. So, no, it's not on. They say it's called. Bring it and let's play for the people to see. It's called. Can do the thing. Let me see. Elephanto. your data is finished. Lelephant. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Lelephant. Take the thing. Okay. What has brought us to elephant cry? So the ants are people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. I'll end with this one because my time is up. Ants are people that are not strong. Young people, you are not strong. And yes, last week, when I was preaching, I was telling you about the wisdom keys of the ant. Number one was what? Ants, they do what? They prepare for the future. Look, by now, you should know what you want to become. Yes, by now. You should have prepared for the future. You should tell yourself that by the time I am 25 years, I've done this. I've finished school. I've done that. Otherwise, you go to university as a mature student. When we were in the university, we were in the school with mature students. It was not easy in the class. There was one sister we had in the class. We came from secondary school straight to. This woman had 3 children before she's in the class with us. As we are doing lectures, you see the children cry. Yeah. She struggled before she completed the school. Yeah. You want to go to school with pregnancy? Be careful. Ants prepare for the future. They see ahead. The wisdom key of thinking about the future. As we have sent you to school, don't go and specialize in nicknames. Yuji, what's your nickname? You don't have Sam. Samuel, what's your nickname? Hey. Wendy, what's your nickname? So if you had BC, if they do the shirt, what would they write behind? You know that thing they do if you finish school, then they do shirt. Then everybody class of intelligence. Class of fools. Class of idiots. You are waiting to do this shirt. When your results are not out, you are not thinking about the future. You told yourself that when you complete secondary JHS, you are going to a Rod Ross party. You are going to Rod Ross pool party. Go. Keep going. Keep going. You are not thinking about the future. That as you are going for the Rod Ross pool party, a certain boy called Sebastian is going to deposit sperms in you. It's going to deposit sperms in you. And you are going to be pregnant. You can't go for these SHS, free SHS that they have brought, that everybody is going. You cannot go. You cannot go. Think about the future. I don't know if you have thought about your future. You know what you want to become. Listen, if you don't know what you become, your life will never amount to anything. Sometimes they say, I don't want to use your anchor as an example. No. I don't want to, if I use it to, like, I hate anchors. But as I'm standing, I'm also an anchor. Somebody calls me anchor. You understand? My sister has given me, so I'm an anchor, proper anchor, not abstract anchor. So it's not that I hate anchors. But I'm using, but I'm a good anchor. I'm using your anchor as an example. You understand? I'm using your anchor as an example. Yeah. Put off the phone. What is your problem? The thing is distracting me. You don't know that I'm on national television. Put the thing on flight mode. Oh, Nanado is calling me. Pastor David is calling me and I'm preaching. I should leave the preaching and attend to Pastor David. Put the thing on flight mode. Do you know flight mode? Now, as we have off the phone, if Donald Trump is calling me, how will I know? Oh, Charlie. You are working with young people. That's nice. So, what would I say before they say, Pastor? Pastor David, you too, I'm preaching. Why are you calling? Oh, okay. So, aunt, prepare. Well, is that where I was? Aunt, prepare for the future. You have to prepare for your future. Number two, we talk about what? The wisdom of what? Non-visibility. Don't expose yourself. Young girls, don't expose yourself. Be careful with your hairstyle. Be careful with the makeup. Be careful with your dressing. Be careful what you post on Facebook. Be careful what you post on Instagram. Be careful what you put on Twitter. Do you know Twitter? Yeah. Yeah. Your WhatsApp status tells everything about you. I'm telling you. Hide yourself and flourish. Hide yourself and flourish. Learn this key. Learn this wisdom that when you hide yourself, you will do well. You have exposed yourself. Boys are seeing you. Boys are calling you. Unless somebody doesn't ask you for contact, you give your telephone number out right now. Yeah. Even me, a guy, it's difficult to get my telephone number. Yeah, I'll give. Please collect my number. No. I don't collect people's number. No, I don't collect people's number. Unless you don't see nice girl Bia, you collect the number. Then you too foolishly, you are giving your telephone number out. Somebody met you in Trotro. Then by evening, the person is sending you a message that I've missed you. Somebody you never knew from Adam, I've missed you. Then you also respond, I've missed you too. You are an idiot. You are an idiot. You say, I'm insulting too much, so you are going offline. Go ahead. Go. Let me preach. I want only three people to be watching that thing. Go. Only three views. If they can, I can get three people to watch and get wisdom, it will be better. Today, I'm continuing. Number three. Ants, they understand that life is in seasons. Life. Young people, listen to me. I'm older than you. I'm telling you. Life is in season. It doesn't rain all throughout the year. No. Life is in season. There comes a time when things are working for you. There will come a time when things are not working for you. You are in SHS. One day you complete the school. You go to university. Your parents will not mind you again. Yes. Minding you again. And you don't know what is happening. Because life is in seasons. There is time for everything. You must learn to understand that the season where you are is the preparation stage of your life. That is why we are sending you to school to study. We are sending you to school to study. We are sending you to school to prepare. This is the season to study. This is the season to learn. This is the season to make the best part of your life. You have gone to secondary school. You are smoking weed. You are playing super bet with your life. Life is in seasons. Today is working. Tomorrow it may not work. So think about it carefully. Think about it carefully. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Masotalabandaba. Ecclesiastes. Where is Ecclesiastes? Open to Hebrews. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Are you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3? Bible says to everything there is a season. Listen, there is a season in your life. This where you are now is a season. When you move to secondary school is a season. When you move to university is a season. When you finish university and you marry is a season. When you are working is a season. One day you become an old man, you cannot work again, it's a season. One day you'll be sick, it's a season. There is season, and ants, insects, understand that life is in season. And you, a human me. You are grown up with breast. You are grown up with pubic hair. You cannot understand that life is in seasons. I pity you. I pity you. You just walk in life. You just gallivant, throwing your tantrums around, never thinking that life is in seasons and tied to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born. It's a time to be born. And a time to die. There is a day where you are born. We've done adoring for you already. We have done your adoring. That's why we've given you a name. Kwesi Pratt. We have given you a name. Kwame Owusu. We've given you name already. And Bible says that a time to die. One day, you see, you don't think about the day you die. But it's a time. Ants know this season. A time to plant. And a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Look, one, a season is coming in your life where you are going to be broken down. A season of your life is going to come where you are going to hold your pillows and cry. Yeah. Yeah. I see. What will carry you through is wisdom. Yeah. Yeah. A season is going to come that you'll be built up. You'll be encouraged. You'll be encouraged. But right now, you have taken to drugs. You have taken to drugs. You have started smoking. There is nobody to tell you that what you are doing is a bad thing. You have started chasing boys. You have started visiting your core mass teachers at Isawam. For a time to weep. Yes, I can assure you about this thing called a time to weep. One day you will weep. You will weep. And nobody will be there to comfort you. You will weep. It's a time in your life. Ask any grown-up. Every grown-up has wept before. John 11:35. Jesus wept. Who are you? Jesus cried, he wept. And who are you? One day you will weep. And it says, a time to laugh. You see, that is the deception in life where that is when bad things are happening to you, when the weeping is coming, when the killing is coming, when the plucked down is coming, when the cast away is coming, when the negative words are coming, you feel life is against you. But if you understand, if you have this wisdom that life is in seasons, today you are laughing, tomorrow you weep. Today you are eating jollof, tomorrow you eat pepper. Yes. Life is in seasons. Life, I'm telling you, is in seasons. Your parents will never give you pocket money till you die. I'm telling you. One day they will not mind you again. One day you will look for money to buy yard sanitary pad. You will never get. Yes. Because of the type of life you are living. Your parents will leave you. You'll be begging people to get money to buy part you will never get because of the life you are living. We have sent you to school to go and study. We are paying school fees for you to go and study. When you went to school, you have gone to form a clique and a gang. You've forgotten life. It's in stages. Yeah. One day, I said one day, when we were in secondary school, some of our friends, when I was in secondary school, I wasn't a bad boy. No, my classmates, the people that I went to school, if they see me, they don't know. Me, I wasn't a bad boy. Some of our friends, they broke bounds. When we say you break bounds, like you didn't take exit, you ran to town. They ran to town, and they went to watch a festival. Okay? They went all the way to Winneba Town. When experience a Abuachi festival. So a certain teacher caught them and then they brought them to the school and they said they were sacking them out of the school. They brought you to school. They said they were sacking them. So everybody should call their mother or call your parent to come and sign something. Then they'll take you home. So this guy, the mother came, signed. Charlie, he was doing the nigga, they sack him. And that guy came, the father talk small nonsense. Took him away. Then there was this boy. There was this boy in the school. He was part of the people who broke the bounds. So when the mother came, when the mother was coming, look, people, mothers, fathers came with cars. But the mother, she took trotro from Accra. She came. When she arrived in the school, she was having cloth around the waist, tie cloth. You can see that she has come. And they told her that the son has broken bounds, so they are sacking. So as they were talking, the son was standing here, the headmaster, some of the teachers were sitting here, as they were discussing what the boy has done, so that they said the woman should sign. As they told her the story about the son going breaking bounds, before the teachers could realize, she slapped the son. Bye! The boy fell down. She bounced on the boy, beat him, punching. The teachers came to collect the man, woman, begging the woman. She said they should leave there. She wanted to kill the son. So they took the woman outside. Then they took the boy somewhere. Then the teachers had some meeting. Then they came back. They called the woman that, madam, we've looked at one or two things. So your son won't sack him again. So we'll give him internal duty. He will punish him in the school to work. Then after that, he will stay in the school. So that's where they punished the boy, everything. So we went for vacation. When we came back, then the guy came to tell us, he said, my mother says what she did was a strategy. It was a, because if she didn't do that, she will also sign and take her son away. There are these rich people here. Your son is Rocky Mouse. Where is the pen? Sit in the car. Let's go. But this woman, the boy told us that the mother said that boy was her hope. Do you know hope? It's like we have sent you to the school to go and study, to come and reduce the poverty rate in the family. Now we've sent you to school to go and reduce poverty rate. They have called me to come and take you home because you broke bounds, and they today I'll kill you. They will have to kill you. Some of you, your parents don't correct you. That is how your life is like that. Yes. It's a season that you have to overcome. A season in your life that you need to understand that life is full of seasons. Yeah. Life is full of seasons. Where am I? He said, a time to get and a time to lose. There are times you get. Look, there's a season in your life. You get money. This uncle give you money. This uncle give you money. You think you're a rich man. Suddenly, you think you can buy a second-hand aeroplane. Some of you, when you get money, you don't respect anything again. The only money you have in your pocket is 20 Ghana. We can't control. We can't send you. You have 20 Ghana. Your mother said, go and buy charcoal to prepare food. Share. You tell your mother, share. Have you seen a rich man buying charcoal before? But the day you don't have, you become humble. A time to keep. A time to cast away. A time to rend. A time to sow. A time to keep silence. Yes. A time to keep silence. The wisdom of non-visibility. A time to keep silence, young girl. You've taken video of yourself wearing short skirt, almost naked, and you are putting it on Instagram. That we should watch. Yeah. Are you still here with me or you have gone? Yeah. A time to love. This thing you call love. One day, a certain boy will break your heart. Yeah, it's a season. One day, a certain boy will break. Look, and as I'm talking, I have about four examples. Yeah, of people who were dating. They were almost. I even know somebody right now. I can call. Look, they went for marriage counseling. Everything. They printed card. Do you know invitation card? When I was going to my, see the card I gave you. Invitation card. And 1 week to the wedding, the boy said he won't marry again. He didn't marry. He's walking around. He didn't marry. He said he won't marry again. Yeah, it's a season. You are just there. You are stealing your father's money to this foolish boy. If your mother put money down, you collect it and go and give to this idiot boy. No problem. No problem. A time to laugh and a time to hate. The day they will break your virginity, the boy will tell you, Raja, a friend of your mother, friend, I'm a boy soon. Yeah. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he, season. Life is in seasons. As you are in church today, I cannot guarantee that you are going to be in church in the next 2 years. Some of you in the next 2 years, you are a fetish priest. Some of you in the next 2 years, you are a langard. Yes, I found a church member who is a langard. Yeah, a langard. Rasta boy is a langard. I've been doing this work for a while, so I've foolish church members. It's a langard now. I just when I'm preaching like this, you don't understand. You say, why is the pastor preaching like this? Why is he not preaching Noah's Ark? I was preaching Noah's Ark, and my church members were becoming langards. Time, season. I pray for you that you will understand the times and the seasons. And understand that it will rain one day and the sun will shine one day. Learn it. You will never be in JHS 2 forever. Yes. You will never be in classes forever. It's just for 1 year. You move on. You move on. Some of you, the school you are in, you will not even complete that school. You move to a different school. Yeah. Learn that life is full of seasons. And whatever season it presents itself, you must learn to adjust. For about 5 months, we're not coming to church. From March, April, May, June, July, August. We're not coming to church. We are resuming in August. It's a season. Nobody thought when we're starting the year, come and see people, our year of laughter, our year of rejoicing, our year of breakthrough, our year of what? Jumi. Eh? Jubilee. Yeah, our year of jubilee, our year of double-double, our year of supernatural fruitfulness. Nobody thought that the fruitfulness would turn to corona season. Yeah. We were here. 31st night, you were making a lot of New Year resolution. This year, I'll buy car. Have you been able to buy bicycle tie? Have you bought bicycle tie already? We are 4 months to end the year. It's a season. We're not coming to church. We're locked down. You are watching pornography. It's a season. It's a season. You were super betting. You were watching bad movies. Now, you see how it has become. Tomorrow, we are resuming church. You are not even thinking to come. You are telling yourself, now I'm in there. I sorry, come and bread. Yes. What bread? What bread? Yes. That is what season can do to you. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Well, I'm not preaching well. Yeah. Life is in season. Number what? Number four. Ants are intelligent and wise. And even ants can be referred to as intelligent and wise. And then a human being, an adolescent, a teenager, do you understand? Like you are being called a fool. Ants are intelligent and wise. Satura Bakabaya. Listen, there is difference between intelligence and wise. I'm telling you. Yeah. When we say, look, intelligence will send you to school. But wisdom will bring you back. Yeah. Wisdom will make sure you complete the school successfully. There are people who are intelligent, but they are in prison. Intelligence can send you to prison. I'm telling you. If you go to prison, there are accountants who are in prison because they use intelligence to steal. Yes. Intelligence. You are intelligent. Yeah. School will give you intelligence. Yes. School will give you first class. But wisdom will keep you in this life. Yeah. But ants, they are both intelligent and they are wise. Yeah. It is not enough to be intelligent. A lot of people who have done abortions, they are intelligent. Yeah. Because you are intelligent, you can do abortion. But when you are wise, you will never. Intelligence will make you look for a boy. Because you know the lies to tell. But wisdom teach you. Wisdom. When you go to school, you get knowledge. So intelligence send you to school to get knowledge. And wisdom bring you back to start life. There are three different things. Yes. And understanding makes you understand things. That's why it's called understanding. Comprehension. That thing you do, comprehension, is called understanding. Comprehension. To comprehend, it means to understand. Clap for pastor. You think I'm a daft. I understand English. You are the reason I speak bad English. But yeah, I understand. Think when I wrote English, wasi, I had B3. Even that one, Kawaek has cheated me. They are giving me A1. Yeah. Yeah. Intelligence. Ants are intelligent beings. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. 1 Kings 4, 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom. God gave what? Bible didn't say God gave Solomon intelligence. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Yeah. God gave Solomon what? Wisdom and understanding. Look, school can only give you intelligence. School will give you intelligence. As I'm saying that, there are a lot of intelligent people who are in jail. Yeah. There are nurses who are intelligent. They're still babies. Talking to you about being intelligent and being wise. Being wise. You can't be there and say you are not intelligent. You must be intelligent. Yes. Nobody should be able to fool you. You should be able to understand how things work. You should be able to understand how things work. You should be able to know how to use things. Some of you, your mobile phone, you only use it for calculator and watch. That's all you know. You don't know what else your phone can do. Only calculator and watch. And light, when there's doom, so you put it on the whole area. They all come and gather around your phone. You look like a rich man. Yeah. But your phone can do many things. Yeah. Wise. Wise. Ants are being referred to as wise people. Well, look, when you pray to God, then God will give you wisdom. God will give you wisdom. If you understand what one sex can do. When you see a boy coming from east, you pass west. Yeah. When I was talking to one of my classmates, long time classmates, then I heard she went to do abortion at Kolebu. So we're talking, then I said, Charlie, so the abortion, how, what happened? Started talking, then she said, oh, the thing, we did it only once. I said, you are a fool. You are a foolish girl. You are a foolish girl. If you do it half, you get pregnant. Half. Yeah. Half. You are there. You are just living your life anyhow without thinking. That is why boys can buy you yogurt and remove your panties. Yogurt and spring roll. Some of you, they can give you 20 Ghana and sleep with you. 20 Ghana. Come to my office tomorrow morning. I'll give you 20 Ghana so that you don't remove your panties. Ah! You are a cheap girl. You are a cheap girl. They give you 20 Ghana and sleep with you. Some of you, they buy you fried rice. You know fried rice? Rice that they've added oil to it. 15 Ghana. Fried rice is how much? 5 cedis. Red carpet, fried rice is how much? 7 cedis. How do you know it's 7 cedis? You've been buying some for the girls or yourself. Do you know red carpet? The one that designed, yeah, red carpet. They buy you red carpet, 7 cedis, and they sleep with you, they remove your panties. You are a stupid girl. When we are saying, you said we shouldn't say. You said we shouldn't say. As young as you are, at the age of 16, you have had 3 abortions already. say we shouldn't say. There was a girl I was talking to. He said, I have stories because I talk to people. And sometimes I pity them. Young girl. That girl, she should be 17, 18. Then we're talking. She was pregnant. The boy who impregnated her said he will not call her. The boy said he's not the one. And the story was some bizarre story. Because the girl, her mother works with the boy's mother. Do you see? And so they told the girl that if she doesn't know, and she says that it is this thing's son that impregnated, then they'll sack the mother. Do you see? So the girl kept quiet. So I told the girl that it is not the pregnancy that is my problem. That's that the abortion. How many have said, the abortion, you know, she has done 3. So she started from secondary school. Both teachers and students. So she said, for her, she was doing PTA. Parents, Teachers, Students Association. You are a young girl. You have done abortion 3 at the age of 17. You say you don't know the stories. So when I'm preaching, you said that I should preach about Father Abraham. Yeah. And then the last pregnancy. I told her that for me, I don't think she should abort. Today she has given birth. She called me. I gave her a name that she should call the child. Now they are giving name to the child. You understand? You are born, you don't have name, call me. I have a lot of names, nice names. Achedie. Achedie, nice names. You understand? Achedie. Achedie is what? Gift. Because the child is a gift. Okay? Yeah. Achedie or diploma or BC. These are nice names. Wasi. Call the child. Remedials. Some of you got pregnant through remedial classes. You are going to, I do courage you. Now you are pregnant. You don't know that the way the boy was visiting you, the way the boy was visiting you, texting you, I miss you. How do you miss people? What is the meaning of I miss you? What does I miss you mean? You miss somebody, says saying, I don't get it. I miss you. So I can't sleep. Hey! Anybody who tells you he miss you, he can't sleep, the person is waiting to have sex with you. Stupid boys and girls. God gave Solomon what? Wisdom and understanding. May you receive wisdom. May you receive understanding in the name of Jesus. If you are not happy with the preaching, you can go off. You can go off. Cry. I don't care. If nobody is watching, you can go off. If the view is zero, I still preach. You can go off. You can go and look for a pastor who will tell you about Father Abraham. Number five. Ants work without supervision. Everybody say, without supervision. Yeah, I'll close with this one. Listen, in life, there are people who are paid more. There are people who don't have supervisors. I'm telling you. Anybody who have a supervisor is not paid well. Anybody with a supervisor, I'll show you what you can understand. When they are constructing road in Ghana, do you see? We have two types of contractors or construction people who are doing the work. You see that the Ghana people, you see them digging. Then you see a certain white man. He's not digging, no. He's wearing reflector, nicely dressed with nice shoe. Then you can't see, then you do like this. Shave the stand small this way. Assault this way. That man, that white man, he's being paid more than the one digging. That white man is called a supervisor. How many of you have gone to bank before? Yeah. I'll show you. There are 3 types of people in the bank. The first one you meet is Atinga the gate man. Now that corona has come, they look like medical doctors. You see them holding the thermometer gun. Last time I met one, he saw me. I came to park my car, going to bank, doctor. Hey, he saw me now. Hey, hey, brah. I said, come out. Do you see? That gate, when we open the door. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, sir. All correct, sir. That man, he collect 200 Ghana cedis at the end of the month. Then there's another person in the cage called Teller 1. Teller 1, Teller 2. If you go to commercial bank, you hear them. Teller 1 empty, please. Teller 2 empty, please. Huh. They to the other. Then there's somebody called branch manager. Usually when I go to bank, certain when I walk around in town and the weather is hot, I enter a banking hall. When I get there, I'll go and drink their water. You know, they have the dispenser. Yes. When I was in Tamale, there was a bank. I won't mention the name. They served tea in the morning. Oh, Allah asma bismillaha. Early morning. I'm in the queue. I'll wait, drink the tea, enter the banking hall, drink water. Then I sit down small, I come out. I'm sure the people, they noticed me. They noticed that one day they screamed to me and said, every day I'll be coming. I say, yeah, I come to check my account. That bank, I don't have account with them. So anytime I'm walking in town, I go to the bank. When I go to the bank, drink water, sit down small, AC blow by me. You see, the AC in the banking hall, it is not chilled. Then I will tell the people that I want to see the branch manager. They will go and tell the branch manager somebody is there for him. And when I see them, then I begin to engage the branch manager. I think that I have this amount of money I want to invest. But I want his advice. He will talk and talk. As he's talking, I'm collecting AC. I don't have any money anywhere I want to invest. Then certain when they talk small, then you see them. Irene, coffee, please. The branch manager is requesting for coffee. The gate man at the gate doesn't request for coffee. They send him to buy brownie Cartier. They send him to buy brodo and other things. Yeah. The branch manager is paid more than the gate man. You want to become a gate man? You want to become a gate man? Watch me. People who don't have supervisors, they are paid more. Yeah. Don't let anybody supervise you. Don't let anybody wake you up. Every day somebody have to wake you up. Every day somebody have to wake you up. Everything they have to ask you to do. Come and eat. Come and this. Go and bath. You don't like bathing. Even bathing, we have to tell you to bath. Supervisor. You need a supervisor in your life. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. You see, anytime they mention ants, the next thing that comes is wisdom. Ants. If ants are becoming wise, look at you with your breast. You are a fool. I'm not insulting you that you are a fool. Like, I'm saying that you don't have sense. Yeah. Verse 7. Which having no guide, do you understand? Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. Guide, overseer, and ruler. Some of you. You have overseers. Somebody must tell you to do something. Somebody have to tell you, go and learn. Eugene, go and learn. Eugene, go and bath. Go and learn. Go and bath. Go and, they have to tell you to go and sleep. If you have that attitude, you will never do well. You cannot do well. You will never do well. So a supervisor is paid more than the person that he supervises. Yeah. People want supervisors. They collect 500 Ghana cedis a month. So they collect your money and they add it to the supervisor's money. So when you are going to look for a job, correct places that you go and look for a job, they tell you one of the requirements is that ability to work without supervision. Yes. If you want to become anything, learn to work without in the church. In the church, I have my bishop as my supervisor. Do you understand? So to speak. But my bishop doesn't tell me, hey, do this. Go and preach this. Go and. Because you see, before we put you there, we believe God, hoping most assuredly that you have sense. So if he put you there with somebody whose brain is working, I put you in charge of the camera. I have to tell you what to do all the time. You have no importance to me. Yeah. Ability to work without supervision. You must be supervised sometimes. Your mind must be drawn to certain things, but it must not be that frequent. Everything they have to tell you. When to sleep, when to wake up. Some of you, when you sleep, if they don't wake you up, they will bury you. Yeah. If we don't wake you up, we have to go and look for coffin and start planning your funeral before you wake up. Because you sleep, and if you are a girl and you sleep and then the sun shines on you, you are not worthy to be called a wife. Yes. How can you sleep, a girl, and the sun will wake you up? Morning sun, 6 o'clock, will wake you up. Yeah. Or you are looking for man to marry you. You have not met a man who wants to take his food at 5:30 before. You have never met a man who wants to eat fufu 5:30 a.m. before. That's why you sleep like that. Yeah. There are people who eat 5:30 fufu. If you go to our hometown, Ashanti region, they are there. With 5:30. If they don't eat fufu 5:30, the fufu is the breakfast. It's like tea. Take it. The tea, they will take it in the afternoon. Yeah, I mean, to wash down the tea. Yeah. Having no guide, no overseer or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. Ability to work. Ability to work. Ability to learn without supervision. Don't let anybody supervise you. Don't allow your mother to tell you, Kweku, go and read. Kwami, go and read. Ni, ya kaseni. Don't let anybody. Everything. That's how you can't, when you go to secondary school, you can't stay. Small time you call. Yes, the seniors are just bullying at. Yeah, secondary school seniors will bully you. And they bully, they bullied us. They're beating us. You go to secondary school, you don't want to be beaten. How will you grow wise? They have to beat you. Say amen. Oh, I said say amen. Beautiful. Yeah. To work with us. This, if you don't understand anything, understand this key that ants can work without anybody supervising. Yeah, ants don't have kings. So they don't have a president, like president for the federal stage of federal state of ants. No. Have you seen ants having flag before? Have you seen ants going for Independence Day before? Everybody's on their own. Everybody knows what to do. Working without supervision. Learn to work without supervision. Learn to plan your life without supervision. You have to supervise. You have to wake you up. You have to determine what food you eat. You have to tell you to go and bath. Some of you, they have to tell you to brush your teeth. They have to tell you to go to school. You understand? When you come back from school, you have to tell you to remove your dress. You have to tell you to eat. You have to tell you to bath. You have to tell you to go and watch TV. You have to tell you to do everything. You can't grow. When you do that, you cannot grow. You can't go far. Yeah. Everything, you must be supervised. I pray for you. And may the Holy Spirit help you. That the spirit of wisdom. Look, wisdom is for young people. If you can understand this thing that I'm preaching, your life will be better. To work without supervision. Yeah. Yeah. To think about the future. To hide yourself. You see, these are wisdom keys that will send you far. These are wisdom nuggets that will take you far in life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I said in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. You do well. Wisdom is for young people. You must understand that life is a season. You don't need a man to be the God you are. But you have chosen to call me your. You've got times and seasons in your hands. You've got times and seasons in your hand. You called for light out of darkness. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man. You don't need a man to be the God you are. But you have chosen. But you have chosen to call me your. You are God from beginning to end. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for life. We thank you for teaching us, oh God. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the wisdom to live our lives in wisdom, to live our lives without supervision, to know that life is full of seasons and times. Father, we bless you. That as young people, Lord, you gift us with the spirit of wisdom and understanding. May we be wise. May we be intelligent. May we go far. May the spirit of wisdom be found in us. Lord, when they are calling young people who are wise, may they call us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray with thanksgiving. You are listening to me. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. You want to say, Pastor, I don't know Christ. I don't know Christ. I'll be fully with my life. But now I want to make a decision. But now I want to lead a life that is worthy as a Christian. The fact that you have a Christian name doesn't mean you are a Christian. But I want to lead you to Christ tonight. If you are listening to me, you want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hands wherever you are. And say this prayer sincerely from your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. I'm a sinner. I'm living a life that I'm not happy with. Please forgive me. Wash me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Make me yours and yours forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for everybody who have given their lives to you. I pray, oh God, that you hold them, you keep them. Lord, you bring them to the light. May they walk in the light as dear children. May they walk in the light as young people. And Lord, may their lives become better in Jesus' name. Amen. Very powerful time in God's presence. And I believe that you have learned something tonight. Don't try and forget this series, that wisdom is for young people. Wisdom is for young people. If you know that wisdom is for young people, you will go far. If you understand that wisdom is for young people, you will do well. And I believe that your life is going to take another turn. I want you to give your second offering. I want you to give your second offering. I'm excited about what is going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is church. All right. So tomorrow, put up your best and come to tomorrow is church. All right. When we finish, I want you to change your status and write, tomorrow is church. All right. And it is happening at the Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral, at the youth church. When you come, say you are looking for Pastor EK. They will bring you to my office. And I believe you are going to have a fantastic time in God's presence. Meanwhile, as I'm talking, take your offering. Take your offering. Your offering is important. Your offering is dear to me. Your offering is supposed to help me to come online every now and then. So I want you to take a powerful offering. The numbers are on the screen. Okay? Whatever you have, one CD, three CDs, four CDs, you can also give your tithe. Believe God as you are giving. Don't just say, the pastor that have come, they should know it's corona season. They should know that we don't have money and all that. I want you to give and believe God for a miracle. Believe God for a blessing. And I believe that it's going to help you. It's going to be a blessing to you. So take out a very powerful offering. After that, I'll pray with you. And then we will close. So take a very good offering. Nice offering. Five CDs. Ask mommy for an offering. Ask daddy for an offering. And then learn to give through the Momo. Tomorrow as you are coming to church, come to church also with an offering, a good offering. Come to church with a tithe. I'll be praying for everyone. And we are going to have a fantastic time right in the presence of the Lord. Let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you for tonight. We thank you for a very good service, a very wonderful service. We thank you for your presence, teaching us many things as young people that we need to follow for our lives to be good. We pray for the spirit of wisdom. As we sleep, oh God, I ask for wisdom, understanding. May we wake up wise. May we wake up with the presence of the living God. May we wake up with the anointing. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I commit every young person listening to me in your care. Father, tomorrow as we wake up and come to church, guide us, shield us, protect us, and bring us the way everlasting. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray thanksgiving. Amen. It's been a blessing coming your way once again. Until next week, when we come your way with this broadcast, this has been your pastor, this has been your friend, this has been your brother, and my name is Pastor E.K. Colley. God bless you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend E.K. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.